Good evening. It's delightful to be with you this evening. And I recognize your rector and his wife. They're waving at me on the screen there. And I know they grieve much that they can't be with us, unable to be with us this evening. Brenda and I bring you greetings from the diocese. Those brothers and sisters in Christ who stand with you and our parish family and stand with you in this journey as we recommit ourselves to the faith to which we have received and the vision to work that out for such a time as this. As I was listening to Bob share about the history of the parish, I thought almost 30 years ago, almost precisely, Brenda and I were doing exactly the same thing in New Zealand. And it was a challenging moment, my brother, to think where those 30 years have gone. But they bring us to the place where we can celebrate the 30 years. And in listening to your story tonight, and I'm so thankful for you sharing it, and not only you, but those who stood so faithfully for Christ with you. Your courage spurs us on. Your faithfulness enriches us. And your vision of 30 years ago is what inspires us now as we press on. And I'm most grateful for that. And for those who have organized this evening, Gianna and Casey and others, thank you so much for your gift to us this evening, because it sets a scene for us, doesn't it, to think about what next. We've heard a little from late this evening about what might be next in some respects, but whatever is next builds on the foundation which has been laid for us. It's laid for us primarily in Christ, the gospel that we have received and his finished work for us on the cross. And it's laid also by those who have gone before us. And we've heard the story of them tonight, a part of that story. And we are the inheritors of that. Tomorrow morning, the Lord willing, I will have the privilege of opening the word of God with you. And sharing some verses from the end of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. It's a fascinating passage for such a time as this because it talks about politics. More about that tomorrow. But before we get to those verses in the same chapter, Paul talks a little of other verses. You might want to read them very quickly to you this evening from Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writes, I have not already obtained this, nor am I already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, he writes, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly or the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The theme is the runner, the stadium. And the runner is running to win. And there is a prize. And the prize is winning. It's winning the race, the most important race that we will ever be called and invited to run. Lose this race, and we lose everything. We lose everything. That's why it's important. It's why it's important, I'm verging into tomorrow's sermon, which is always dangerous for a preacher, isn't it? But it's why it's important we run this race in our nation for such a time as this. But notice some things that Paul underscores in that passage. He says, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward. The picture of the athlete, the veins pulsating on the side of his or her face, straining forward to what lies ahead, not being satisfied with where we are. It's a wonderful picture for us. It's a picture of continuing to put our hand to the same plow that Bob and those who put their hands to the plow 30 years ago invites us to make. And as we put our hand to that plow, and plowing's an interesting thing. Some of you will know that living here in Hillsdale. Brenda and I hail from a small town very similar to Hillsdale on the west coast of New Zealand, South Island. And it was there I learned a little bit about plowing. Those who plowed the fields of the Buller region in Westport in New Zealand taught me that as you sit on the plow and you plow the field, you must always look forward to the horizon. As difficult as that is, and the temptation always to look behind to see what you're doing and how the plowing is going, they said to me, if you look behind, what you plow will be curved. But if you keep your eye looking towards the horizon, and I'd add the sunrise side of the mountain, the horizon, that which is yet to come, what you plow behind you will be perfectly straight. And even though you'll have the temptation to look back and check, the Apostle Paul tells us, plow on, look on, press on, forget what lies behind, strain forward to what lies ahead. Strain forward, plow. Keep the focus on the horizon of Holy Trinity and all that is before us. The risk, of course, always in the church, isn't it? And I have this risk, is that we look back to the good old days of the past. And they were good, those days, weren't they? They were challenging, but they were good, and they set a foundation for us. But if we want to hearken back to the good old days of the past, we will never press on and strain forward. In fact, Paul says, it's a fascinating phrase he uses. He says in his letter to the Philippians, the one thing I do, the one thing is that I forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. And I think of Paul in this context, that at the height of his ministry, an urban missioner, a founder of churches, an astonishing scholar, a public intellectual, a spiritual giant, a prisoner of his conscience, all those things dissatisfy him. And he says, I haven't accomplished what needs to be accomplished. I'm going to press on towards the upward call of God. So as we consider how we do that as Holy Trinity over the coming years, remember these things. Our foundation is set for us in Christ and in the gospel. That never wavers. That doesn't change. Those who have gone before us have laid additional foundation for us on which we now can build as we move forward. And we have ultimate confidence in the future because the same Christ who called the team 30 years ago to make those courageous stands for him is the same Christ who calls us today to press on towards the goal for the upward call of God. We had confidence in him then, and we have confidence in him now. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down upon the clergy, lay leaders, and congregation of Holy Trinity Parish the life-giving spirit of your grace, and shower them with the continual dew of your blessing. Empower them to make disciples and ignite in them a zealous love of your gospel through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.